look at this. A snake in the birdhouse.
More of a corgi, actually.
Well, thank you, boys, for accommodating my hectic schedule yesterday as we celebrated the 15th birthday of one of my kids.
Oh, my mortal enemy?
Your mortal enemy, where we went on the same golf course that the three of us played one time.
Boy, he was giving me the business on that golf course. Like, look, dude, I'm trying, okay? I hated to have to tell that to a child, but I did. I'm trying.
He was like eight.
Just lighting me up.
Oh, speaking of that, how old were you? This is from Tim Timothy. How old were you the first time you beat your dad at some sort of sporting competition? He says, I was 13 and my dad was 33 when I took him yard as he was trying to strike me out.
It would have been in horse, playing my dad in horse in basketball in the driveway. And I probably would have been around that age, like somewhere around 12 or 13.
I still have it.
In anything.
In anything, no.
I know that I was about 9 or 10 when I beat my dad at ping pong for the first time.
And I'm pretty sure you took the high road as far as getting that victory.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know what? He never played me again.
I got your dad away from ping pong.
I got beaten cornhole a couple years ago. But, I mean, do you consider cornhole a competition?
No. Yeah. No.
It is a competition.
But, like, he plays basketball now, and he's getting close to where I have to play defense on him now. Otherwise, he will beat me. And that drives me insane. And
how old is he?
He's 13.
Okay. All right.
And
yeah.
I mean, he's tall. And we were playing a couple weeks ago. And he was beating me, and I said, well, what are we playing to? And it was like 20, he was winning like 26, 23. He goes, let's play to 30. I said, okay. And I turned it on and beat him 30 to 26, because I was like, I need to know how much effort do I have to give to win, because I can't, I mean, it's, you know, he's good now.
Yeah, I can still beat my youngest, but there's not a chance I can beat my oldest.
Yeah.
What percentage of DFW sports fans would give up the Rangers World Series and the current Mavs and Stars runs for a Cowboys Super Bowl this year?
I think a lot would.
I agree.
Because they live and die with the Cowboys.
No.
So you have a guaranteed Ranger World Series and then a potential Mavs and Stars title, and you would give that up for a Cowboys Super Bowl?
I think a lot of people would say 30-ish percent in that realm would do it.
Like, now it sounds ridiculous to even think about.
I wouldn't.
But just the joy of some people who haven't seen the Cowboys win a Super Bowl and just, yeah, they would totally give all this up for it.
Yeah, I guess it just depends on who you talk to, because people that are our age, Donovan, they saw, and Matt, you too, you saw it.
I wouldn't even think about it. No. Yeah.
You saw three, maybe four, five championships and a string of 1,000 more opportunities, it seemed like. And, you know, like I always tell the story of the first 15 or 16 years of my existence, the Cowboys were in 11 NFC championship games. It's just weird.
Yeah, you get spoiled, and now it's just going the other way. Everyone's so hardcore right now that, yeah, on the surface, we would say, no, of course not. But just think Baldy. I bet you Baldy he loves the Stars too much, so maybe not.
Yeah,
but,
not yeah, a chance.
They want to see people, the Cowboys win a Super Bowl. That would just complete the circle.
And there's a lot of people who are football Cowboys fans who really don't care about the other three teams.
Right, right.
Which is so weird. You know, the ultimate is being able to see the team that you love the most when you're a kid. So, like, you know, the 12-year-old Ranger fans. Like, that's the coolest thing ever. And then getting to see it as an adult again from a different perspective. Like, the Cowboys won a Super Bowl when I was in, like, third grade, and then they won it again when I was in my 20s. And it was just so cool to think of the differences that were going on in my life at the time.
I think I would rather have that championship as an adult than a kid.
Yeah. The Rangers one was insanely impactful, but it had been my entire life.
Because of the appreciation factor. And yeah, you're having a good time, and it's fun and all that, but now that the older you get, I think the more you appreciate it when you see it happening.
Matt's thinking at it from a beer perspective, that when he was eight, there's no way he could have had a beer to celebrate.
Well, it was just light beer, and he was, you know, it just doesn't hit you. As,
I was like, hey, Dad, can I have one of these?
Yeah, refill the light beer, Pop, in the bottle. But then now that he's more craft beer, then he enjoys it more.
Come on.
Let's see. From Rachel, her friend in Temple got hit by the tornado last night, and him and his family are safe, and they have power. So she asked, would you sacrifice having power if it meant that the Mavs and Stars advanced to the finals? So you get all this, but you're sacrificing consuming it in any form. Now forget that you work where you work. Don't worry about that.
I know.
I mean, you could drive somewhere that has power to watch them.
I think she's saying...
You're not watching.
You're SOL.
It, but you can't see any of it. That would hurt me so badly.
But you get to watch the finals games because power would come back for that.
Like you could keep up with it on your phone, but just
how
like
you charge your phone, you don't have any power.
Well, I'm saying not watching it, but like on the Yahoo Sports app where it says Mav 61.
You still have to
58.
Charge your phone. Are you going to use your phone and the power that you have without being
That's
able
true.
To charge it to
That's
keep
true.
Up with the score Ooh. And keep refreshing?
God,
that would hurt me so deeply. I won't be able to call anyone a bitch ass on TV. Come on now.
You're just yelling at your wife saying that over and over.
Yeah, just imagining the game how it's going down. Yeah, I have
my
playlist.
It's hot outside right now, too, so you'd have no AC.
You know what? F you, Cat. F you. So what are you screaming about? I just imagine Cat doing something stupid right now.
All right. Craig Miller told a horror story of his toddler's trip on a plane from Boston to DFW.
Heard every second of it. Yes.
I heard it. Yeah.
Was a nightmare and, you know, terrible twos and screaming the whole trip. And she pooped her pants and it got all over the walls. And
it happens.
He had to clean it up. Yeah. I mean, it's part of being
cut that
a
back
parent
a little bit.
Right. And a toddler. Would you go through the same thing every flight if you got to avoid any airport lines? You got to fly first class wherever you went.
Oh, my God.
And you get paid $50,000 a year. So every flight you're on, you have the screaming at the top of their lungs toddler that poops their pants in a disastrous way. And you have to deal with all of that. But you get no lines in the airport. You get first class wherever you went, and you get $50,000 a year, and you have to take a minimum 8 flights a year.
I don't think I can do it. I'm out, man.
Well, I guess 8 flights a year, because if you go on 4 trips, that's round trip.
So like
I'm out.
30 hours out of the year you're dealing with hell, but you get $50,000. God, and on a plane, oh my God.
Just the hatred of everyone around and all the poo.
Yeah.
I don't think I can handle it.
I'm leaning towards, that I would do it. First class.
But you would, you know what would happen, Matt? Like, I would too. I'd lean toward yes. You would do it once and be like, oh my God.
But I will say, like, it's worse in your own car, because then it's on your car seat and it gets on your seats, and that's horrible. On a plane, you can be like, oh, sorry, you guys got to clean it up.
Yeah, but you're not doing that.
That's the least of your concerns. It's just the, and just to say, okay, this is nice.
Screaming thing is whatever.
First class, and I want to go to Hawaii. So that's 8 hours.
Okay.
Of that baby going off and just crying and pooping and crying.
They don't, it's nonstop poop. I mean, come on.
Nonstop. It's like, it's on tap. The poo is on tap.
Which basketball skill set would you rather possess? Luka, Kyrie, or Dirk?
Oh, that's a great question.
Man. Luka's hard to beat, man, because his court vision and his ability to make some of those passes.
But Kyrie and his handles.
And his ability to hang.
Oh,
boy,
that's...
I think I'm going Luka, because to hit the step back three, Luka can do whatever he wants, and he passes. He may be one of the greatest passers in the history of the game.
I think I want
like
to do
pass.
It. That pass last night to Josh Green. I told Matt earlier, I think that may have been top 5 in-game passes I've ever seen.
I agree. I totally agree.
But
I don't know what I would take. Do you get the height that comes along with it? Or is it, because it would be a beating to be 7 feet tall. Like, I don't want that.
I think I may lean toward Kyrie. Because just think about me, you know, and then you can just show off the skill, like on a playground. Let's say you go to New York, you go to Rucker Park, and you just kind of look like you, and then you get the ball, and now you have the handles, and you can hang, and God, that'd be great. I'm
because
going
he's
Kyrie.
Normal. He's normal size too. Like Luka walks straight into Rusky. Rucker Park, and people are still like, "Well, that guy's huge," even though he looks like a doof. Like
he looks like a marshmallow man.
You wouldn't think anything of it, but Kyrie at like 6'1" or whatever he is, Kyrie, it just looks better. Everything looks better that Kyrie does.
Yeah,
it's not just, that Dirk's game wasn't beautiful and Luka's isn't beautiful right now, but there's something aesthetically.
Yeah, I want the speed with my handles.
Yeah,
I'm built for speed. Like,
right.
That's what I want.
Could you guys on a blank Canadian map be able to identify Edmonton?
No. I could get pretty close, but the exact proximity, like exactly where it is.
Do you know what province it's in?
Canada.
You're correct.
I hate to tell you, Donovan, but Canada is not a province.
What? Am what I wrong, what though? If it was? Is Edmonton in Canada?
What Edmonton is in Canada.
It's A+. Plus. A++.
It's in Alberta.
Yeah, it's in Alberta.
Canada. It is in Canada. He's right.
Could you... you know what's weird is that Canada, it's like our friendly, awesome neighbor that we never have any issues with. Like, they're the best. I know nothing about their geography.
I think I can get close because we went one time in a
Vancouver
on a Stars.
Is basically Seattle, right. And then Edmonton.
Yes. You start
is
moving over
kind of like
Wyoming.
Yeah, like kind of like we're like if you go north from Denver, it's slightly to the east of that. Where Calgary is also like that.
And then what's the one over Detroit that I was just at? I can't even remember.
I think that's
Canada,
Toronto.
Toronto's
no,
out by
no, no, no. Toronto's like across the way, yeah, way further.
It's New York. It's over there.
God,
just squint your eyes at me like you know the rest of it, Donovan.
Winnipeg is like Detroit-ish.
Yes,
yeah. Winnipeg's the one that we went.
Now, that's more Minnesota.
Minnesota. Yeah. We went to on the road trip. We went to Minnesota and Winnipeg for the Stars trip.
So, yeah, Winnipeg is basically straight north of Dallas.
Isn't that embarrassing, though? What a bunch of idiots we see.
Do you think they can identify every state in the United States?
No, but there's only like 7 provinces or 10. There's not many at all.
I think there's like 12.
Don't forget
we don't even know how many provinces there are.
There's 3 territories, I believe, and 10. I don't know.
You got a little more confidence, man.
Way to go.
But we're not talking about like Eastern Europe either. We're talking about they're right above us.
Yeah, just looking down on us with their bacon and their syrup, thinking they're
nice.
Better than everything.
With their cool French accents and stuff.
Yeah, not all of them have French accents. Some of them are just Canadian.
I'm rooting for Edmonton.
Okay, that's the birdhouse. You're an idiot. It's 11:50. Thank you, Corby. Thank you, P1s. We appreciate it.